Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on this Friday morning, let's talk climate, Alan. And in this case, it's the Trump administration, the EPA, handing automakers a victory, preparing to announce an effort to weaken the Obama-era pollution standards that forced cars to be cleaner.
David, this is terrible. I can only imagine what Arjuna Think, our environmental genius, is going to say about this. It's just awful. We are in a stage now in this country where we have what could only be called a reactionary president. Here we have all of these rules which have limited the amount of junk that we put into the atmosphere, made the automakers spend some money and come up with cars that are going to get eventually 50 miles a gallon. I drive one now, so it's absolutely doable. But Trump comes along and he says these environmental things are making our economy fail. And then you take a look at the economy, it's doing quite well. So there's no real rationale for doing this. And in the end, when you are this kind of reactionary and when you make these kinds of rules, you are endangering the population. People will die. People will have asthma. The atmosphere will continue to heat up. It's awful. And it's just part of why we scratch our heads and say, how did this guy become president? You're supposed to serve the people, not kill them.
Well, and if the midterms go in favor of the Democrats and the president loses re-election, could that mean that some of these rollbacks are temporary? We see a majority of Americans now, Alan, think President Donald Trump will lose his re-election bid in 2020. That's a new CNN poll that's out now.
Well, a year is a long time in politics. He has over 2 years, two and a half probably, and if you do things like you're doing now, you may be able to make some of it back, but in the meantime, a lot of damage is going to get done. Look, just think about this. We've been through a year and a little with the president now, and look at what's happened in that year and a little. And when you take a look at the kinds of reactionary things like rolling back the car regulations, you can see how much damage can be done.
The budget done or not done in New York as we approach now Passover and the Easter holiday. It looks like the New York State Legislature will go through at least today, Alan, before finalizing a budget. Could go into tomorrow. However, we know what isn't in the budget. Things like this, Child Victims Act, voting reform, bail reform, and the DREAM Act all dropped in interest of passing the on-time nearly what looks like $168 billion plan. We've also been hearing that a pay raise may be in the offing.
Well, let's start with the pay raise. That's extraordinary. The last time we went through this, the governor quite properly said, okay, you guys, I'll give you a pay raise, but you're not allowed to make money on the outside. Because frankly, that's the way in which, for want of a better phrase, the legislators make out like bandits. Not all legislators, but a number of them do. And when you decide that you're going to come to a regular lawyer or a lawyer who happens to be a senator or an assemblyman, come on now, you'd have to be very, very naive not to understand what this is all about. That demand on the governor's part, which was rejected by the legislature for good reason because they were making out like bandits, is not here. The only thing he says is, I'm not giving you the pay raise unless you get the budget done on time. Come on. Governor, legislature, this is not right. We need ethics reform. This is a governor who said we were going to have ethics reform. He said so when he kicked off his campaign. He said so continually. Some of the people around him have shown just the opposite has been happening. The store was open for business. That was the Prococo verdict. So this is not a good idea. They deserve a raise, but they deserve it coupled with ethics reform. As for all the other stuff, the DREAM Act, the child victims, will you please stop? Don't tell me what you want, Governor and legislature. Tell me what you did, because everything else I call baloney. No question about that. And this business of saying you want something and then, we couldn't get it. We didn't. The Senate didn't agree with the Assembly. This governor, really, I'm sorry, has more ownership over that Republican state Senate. All he has to do is call foul, and they're out of there. But he won't do that. He hasn't done that yet. He does it, but there are those of us who think he doesn't mean it. And so that's what you're going to get in this corrupt, and I mean that maybe not in the most legal of senses, but in the most moral of senses, way in which these people do business.